Welcome to the very first podcast that we're doing on markallen.com. I want to start with a question because I want to give the essence of what I know away every time I speak. And the essence of what I know can be contained in this question. The question is, do you believe it is possible for you to succeed doing what you love to do? Another question is, do you believe it is possible to succeed with ease? Is it possible to live the life of your dreams, doing what you love to do, and still be successful? Those are very good questions to ask that get down into the essence of what I've grown to understand over the past 25, 30 years. Until I was 30 to 35, I did not believe it was possible to succeed with ease. My deep core beliefs were it was hard to succeed. Money doesn't grow on trees. Life is a struggle. I had no concept at all of success with ease. I did not think it was possible. The day I turned 30, I started to do a simple experiment. I decided to do this experiment. The experiment changed my life. And the experiment is something I can suggest that you try right now. I did a very simple thing. When I turned 30, I was a total poverty case. I lived in a slum apartment in Oakland, California, scrounging, a word we used all the time, to pay $65 a month rent. At that time, I sat down when I turned 30 because I woke up in a state of shock, realizing I wasn't a kid anymore. And I looked at my life in a new way. And I took a sheet of paper. And I suddenly was able to put together a bunch of things I learned through my 20s, but things that had no impact on my life up until that point. I took a sheet of paper and I put ideal scene at the top. And I suspended for just a moment all my doubts and fears. I suspended even my realistic thinking. I suspended my inner critic. And I wrote my ideal. Take a sheet of paper and write ideal scene at the top. Imagine 5 years have passed and everything has gone as ideally as you could imagine. What would your life look like? That's what I did. I dared to dream. What happened? Well, as soon as I did, of course, all these doubts and fears rushed in. And I realized the most powerful work of all is first dreaming and then dealing with all those doubts and fears. Because the doubts and fears are groundless. The doubts and fears are based on beliefs that are not true in themselves. The funny thing about beliefs, the amazing thing about beliefs, is they are not true in themselves, but they become true in our experience if we believe them. So if we believe life is a struggle, then that comes true in our experience. I believed it was hard to make money. It was hard to succeed. It was very stressful. And that was exactly my life experience. But starting at age 30, I decided to change that belief. And I was able to slowly, over a period of about 5 years, change my deep core beliefs about success, about myself, about my talents and abilities, about the nature of life. My beliefs changed radically. And I became a different person with a totally different life experience. The simple process I did was to write down my ideal scene 5 years in the future and then make a list of goals on another sheet of paper of everything I would need to attain to move toward that ideal scene, to create that ideal scene. Then I had another breakthrough. I had read about affirmations in a wonderful book by Catherine Ponder, a Unity Church minister, wonderful woman. I rewrote each goal as an affirmation, as if it's true in the present. So I said, I am now creating success, doing what I love to do. I am now creating my own company that is profitable and successful. I rewrote every goal as an affirmation and began to affirm it. Then I discovered, for every one of my goals, a plan slowly emerged, and over time, over a few years in some cases, I was able to write a one-page plan for every major goal and move toward those goals. Then, of course, as I said, all these doubts and fears came up, and that was a lot of the work dealing with the doubts and fears. But those simple steps set my course. Imagining my ideal scene, listing my goals as affirmations, and finally making a one-page plan for every goal. Do that, and you get on course. Then it's just a matter of constant course correction, because then with every doubt and fear that arises, we get off course. So we need to get back on course, over and over, reminding ourselves of our dreams and of our affirmations. It's a very simple system. It's something anyone can do. If I can do it, you can do it. So welcome to the great experiment.